kind of amazing. I had no idea that Lego was still a privately owned company by the same family that started it in the way back. Yeah, big Lego Con coming up over in Bellevue in September. We've got 500 or so already registered coming from all over the world there. They got a big Lego deal going to be going on over in Bellevue. Oh, good morning. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL, KCRK. We've got cloudy skies. We don't have the rain that we had yesterday. Barometer very steady, and for that matter, the temperature very steady. Same temperature as we had yesterday at 6 in the morning and yesterday at 12 noon, and it's right at 60 degrees. If you are interested in pickleball, yeah, growing community all around Chewila, Colville, Kettle Falls. There is upcoming tournament fundraiser where you can participate. You can play pickleball. Here's more about that.
My name's Kathy Ballou, and I am helping the Colville Rotary put on their first ever fundraiser through a pickleball tournament. We have on September 9th, a fundraiser for the Rotary. They're doing Blazing Paddles pickleball tournament at the Colville courts right by the junior high. The cost is $25 to enter. There's three levels. You go to Eventbrite to sign up. Just look for Colville Rotary Blazing Paddles pickleball tournament. They used to do a fundraiser with a bike ride, and this is taking its place this year. When you go in, you have to decide whether you want to be beginner, intermediate, or advanced, and there'll be all three levels of play. That tournament begins on Saturday the 9th at 9 o'clock. And so Ella Short Connor is a Rotary member, and if you have any trouble, she is really the one that is running the Colville Rotary pickleball tournament, and her phone number is 208-964-1395, and if you have any questions, you should contact Ella.
All right. Pickleball fundraiser, Rotary, the Blazing Paddles Pickleball Tournament, that coming up at the Colville courts by the junior high, the September the 9th, Saturday. $25, three levels, and get a hold of Ella if you want to register. 208-964-1395. Rotary fundraiser, adventure peddler, Colville Toyota participating in the pickleball tournament coming up here in Colville.
They say seeing is believing. With Stearns & Foster, that's only part of the story. They handcraft every Stearns & Foster mattress using the finest materials, like indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming telecoils for a beautiful mattress and indescribable comfort every single night. Take a test rest on the new Stearns & Foster mattresses, now available at Saunders Furniture, because a good night's sleep doesn't have to be just a dream. Saunders Mattress Gallery, downtown Colville.
That's a little bit there with Bree Bagwell, her song called Free Man. Kind of an interesting thing there, actually. I had listened to some of Bree Bagwell's music before we even knew Bree Bagwell was going to be at Farm Jam, and had decided we would start playing some of her songs, and she is going to be here at Farm Jam. It gets underway Friday. And we wanted to introduce you to Bree, an excellent addition to the Farm Jam lineup. Here's more. We talked with Bree Bagwell about her career and how she's doing.
Well, hello, everybody. everybody. This is Bree Bagwell, and I will be playing Farm Jam this Friday. I'm from New Mexico, originally a little town called Las Cruces near the border, and I moved to Texas about 15 years ago. I wanted to be a Texas country music singer. I love the scene, you know, Randy Rogers, Jason Boland, Pat Green, and so moved to Texas and actually went to college, got a business degree, and then quit my day job about 3 months in and got to be playing music full-time since 2010, which is really wild to think about that. But I live in New Braunfels. I've been writing songs since I was really young, and I think they've gotten better as I got older. But I actually had a publishing deal with Sony up in Nashville for 3 years. I wrote songs 2 times a day sometimes, and I've just written so many songs. I've tried to be as disciplined as I can. I write at least one every 2 weeks, if not one a week. And I just released my 5th studio record, so you can kind of hear the progression of sounds throughout the years. But the last 2 records, I fell in love with William Clark Green's records and found out that my friend Rachel Loy was producing them, and so we cut those records in Nashville with some of the best players and best engineers and stuff. So I think you can definitely tell that we worked really hard on it and really tore the songs apart and built them back up until we thought they were perfect. We're in Texas, so we have to be the people that can have a festival and play some beer songs and people get rowdy. But then I also have songwriter songs and serious songs, and then a lot of my songs kind of have a Spanish influence since I grew up in New Mexico, so we definitely do some singing in Spanish. And so I think I call it like New Texican style, where it's fun, but it's a little Latin flavor. And also, I don't know, at festivals and stuff, we're not trying to make anybody cry, but I like to try to do that too on my records. The song Trenches, which is a song that I wrote about my boyfriend and I going through COVID. He's a musician too. It took off on streaming, and it's gotten streamed more than anything. It was so crazy. I wouldn't have thought that that song was going to be people's favorites, but I think we've all kind of been in the trenches the last few years. And so people latched onto that, and we're kind of just permanently on tour. We've been in 10 states in the last 2 months and then just hit the ground running all the time. That's kind of the model down here. Instead of like a summer tour, we're just always touring all year round and working on a new song actually right now. So I'm definitely on all streaming devices. And if you go to my Spotify, I actually have a playlist that songs that we play live. And I think that's been really fun. I didn't know that the response was going to be so good to that. So people can go on there and kind of listen to all the songs that we choose from for our set. And so you can be really prepared for the set as much as you want to be. And of course, we're on YouTube, and on my website, we have vinyls and CDs for sale. But if you want to get ready for the show, I recommend that playlist. I'm really excited. I mean, we haven't gotten to go back up that far north since COVID happened. And so I'm just really excited to go play there. And it's like a smaller town, which I love. That feels like home to me. So I can't wait to meet everyone. Great band is all flying up. So it should be a really good time.
All right. Bree Bagwell, she's been playing over in Seattle, and she's headed over to Farm Jam. She plays Friday night. Bree scheduled, though, maybe about 7:30 or so. If you want to hear more from her, you can see her videos in that. It's Bree Bagwell, and we've got some of her songs of they've been playing here on the radio. And, getting ready for the Friday night Farm Jam. Here is, she talked about trenches, kind of about COVID and all that stuff. Not the song that I, particularly chose, but she says this is worldwide. This is the one that has really been getting a lot of online hits. So here it is, Bree Bagwell, Trenches. You can see her Friday night at Farm Jam, maybe about 7:30.
As well, in Boston tonight, the number of cases tied to one conference now growing at least 77 cases now.
Honey, we belong on a beach, drowning in sun and mezcal drinks.
right, that's Bree Bagwell. It's called Trenches. She is going to be playing Farm Jam Friday night. Saturday night, Raylene Nelson Band. Now, Raylene Nelson, Willie Nelson's granddaughter, and I was just looking back. It was 30 years ago we had Willie Nelson here in Colville. Willie put on a summer show down at the fairgrounds. A lot of people turned out, got in those grandstands, and enjoyed the music of Willie Nelson. 30 years ago here in Colville.
For top-notch service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville for home and auto, farm, life, health, personal, and business insurance policies. Call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or visit them at 621 South Main in Colville.
I don't know if it's going to clear off tonight enough for that, but I'll tell you what, if it does clear off, you want to go out and take a look at the blue super moon, the closest full moon of the year. That last night and tonight, second full moon in August. That's why they label it a blue moon. Closer to Earth, it is a super moon, bigger and brighter than usual. In fact, if you miss tonight, or if you missed last night, the super moon, man, we got to get the clouds out of the way so we can see the super moon. The next blue super moon isn't until 2037. So, this is the closest, the moon, and the brightest and biggest till 2037. So, you want to get out and look at the moon if things clear off. We talked yesterday a little bit about school safety with school getting ready to open and the kids and make a safety. Man, it's not only the kids. The adults here in Washington State, we've not been good this year. In fact, bad. The State Patrol, they say we are in a traffic safety crisis. Now, last year, 750 lives were lost in fatal collisions. We are on track to have more traffic deaths this year than last year. And last year was the highest it had been since 1990. More total lives being lost. A lot of deadly crashes. State Patrol, Washington Traffic Safety Commission, They are nearing the end of their summer-long campaign trying to educate the public about the 90 dangerous days of summer. Over the past 5 years, the summer months result in the deadliest 90-day stretch for drivers on Washington roadways. So there are four factors that are primary in the fatal crashes. Impairment. You know, drugs or alcohol, distraction, speeding, and not wearing seatbelts. Among the 750 people who lost their lives last year, 75% of them involved one or more of the fatal four behaviors. So let's drive carefully. If you are impaired at all, have somebody else do the driving. We're coming up on the holiday weekend here. Let's not, we've had a lot of fatal crashes this year here in Stevens County. And before we wrap up the news this morning, I do want to, you know, because we've talked about it a fair amount earlier, the Kansas reporter has filed a federal lawsuit against the police chief who raided her newspaper's office. the reporter working in that small weekly in Kansas, was, you know, raided earlier this month, filing that federal lawsuit yesterday. She says the police chief violated her constitutional rights when he abruptly snatched her personal cell phone out of her hands during a search when the officer seized all the computers at the Marion County Records office. That search August the 11th, and then searches conducted at the home of a newspaper publisher and a city council member, throwing that town into the center of a debate over press protections of the First Amendment. The newspaper publisher, Eric Meyer, he's very upset over it. He has not filed his lawsuit yet. He says he does intend to. He will be filing his own lawsuit. The reporter says she is standing up for journalists all across the country. It's her constitutional right to do the job without fear of harassment and retribution. And she says the constitutional rights are always worth fighting for. And yes, absolutely, she is right. Doesn't matter what part of the Constitution, it is worth fighting for.
Vaughan Brothers Lumber specializes in forest improvements and thinning treatments that add value to the forests for people, products, and the environment. We are currently purchasing saw logs, ton wood, chipwood, and also timberland. Contact Vaughan Brothers today at 509-684-5071. Or for more information, go to www.vaughanbrothers.com.
J.P. Crawford dropped a two-run single into left field in the seventh inning, gave Seattle the lead, and the Mariners closed out their winningest month in franchise history. They defeated Oakland last night 5-4. Seattle rallied from a pair of deficits to finish off August on a high note. 21 wins, 6 losses in August. That betters the previous franchise record of 20 victories in a month. The Mariners winning 13 of their final 15 games, closing out August. Now they head into September, right in the middle of the race for the American League West title. Houston now right behind the Mariners. Texas lost, so they are a game back. It is a tight race between Seattle, Houston, and Texas. It's a day off today for the Mariners. Then they open a 10-game trip on the road. New York Mets, Mariner baseball on Friday. Mariner baseball on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Flowner Electric. You'll find them at 423 West 1st in Colville. Flowner offering a full range of services, residential and commercial, remodels, new construction. Flowner also offers electrical materials for sale to the general public. Call Flowner Electric, 509-684-8353. Possibility of showers. In fact, the showers look like they're going to be about 2 this afternoon. A possibility of showers tonight, so looks like the clouds are going to stick around. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 81 the high Friday, clear skies Friday night, 45 the low. 85 on Saturday, sunny skies. A chance of a few showers, maybe thunderstorms on Sunday, mainly after about noon. Mostly sunny, though. High of 78. Showers, 71 on Labor Day. Partly sunny, 72 on Tuesday, 74 on Wednesday. Flowner Electric. Your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs, serving the Tri-County area since 1992. Call them 509-684-8353. That's Flowner Electric. Steady barometer, no wind, right at 60 degrees. It's Thursday morning. Good to have you with us. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK. Oh, you never know what he's going to say. Here's Uncle Otis.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory. Meat from flatulent farm animals just won't make the cut in the new America. So if you have a personal relationship with the chicken fried steak, you're about to go through a breakup. It won't be easy, but in the new America, everything has to be fair and equal. To prove it, we all get to weigh up to a comfortable 90 pounds. You look great. Do you work out? It's a different life. More like Little House on the Prairie than a 28-lane freeway. But you'll dig it bad when the only planes flying are for government people. You'll be in something battery-powered. It's just better that way.
Okay, that's better.
Now let's get back to that no chicken fried steak part again. Let that sink in for just a minute. It's for a good cause, say the scientists, who all agree that unless you're freezing in the dark, you're part of the problem too. And to complete the picture, we'll need to replace those old-fashioned, selfish, it's all about me funerals with a new and much more fair mass grave approach. That's what solar-powered bulldozers are for, to kind of push all those worn-out ones into a nice, big, earth-friendly hole. Yeah, New America is getting more equal by the minute. This is your Uncle Otis, and I'll see you at the Peace March.